So my name is Anne Chick. I'm Professor of Contemporary Design at the University of Lincoln. What I got out of it today was discussions on audio descriptors, but also how audio descriptors fit into the other elements of a museum or gallery that have to go alongside it, whether that's, you know, the website or the tactility, being able to touch things, staff being friendly, staff understanding, etc. I was expecting to learn more about audio descriptors, and I have, and I've learned that there isn't one way is the best way, and there isn't just one way of doing an audio descriptor, that people have differing opinions about what is a good audio descriptor is definitely what I learned today. Lots of contacts and lots of other expertise and experts, and I've learned that we've done some things wrong with our audio descriptor, not with the actual descriptions, the audio itself, but the technology that we've used. We've been a bit narrow in the way that we thought about the user friendliness of that technology. There is so much still to do. I'm shocked at how this issue's been around for quite a while, and that there is so much that galleries and museums can do that don't cost anything or don't cost much. It's just thinking about it and becoming knowledgeable about the area and then implementing it, and so many galleries and museums aren't doing that.